Mini episode number 994 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to mini episode number 994. We've got another once every 4 years dealio here in the FDH Lounge. We have with you FDH Lounge dignitaries Rick Morris, Anthony Patrone, and Matt Patrone, breaking down the 2018 World Cup, of course, fantasy draft style. We are drafting countries here today, and Patrone brothers, it is a pleasure to have you here for this.
Woohoo!
It is fantastic to be here.
Glad to be here.
We're going to have a lot of fun with this. The three of us are drafting, and I have two outside analysts that I am bringing in as well. They're actually my own brother and my nephew, both of whom are actually, long story right now, on the other side of the world right now, doing some worthwhile charitable stuff. They have no idea we're even doing this right now. I got their lists before they started traveling. Hopefully they get home safely and in one piece.
Sweet. Thank you for them doing that.
Yes, yes. And they are over there and very proud of them. And like I said, hopefully their trip is going to go well. I'm sure that will be the case. My nephew Fletcher and my brother Mike are participating as well. We did a draw for position here. It is Fletcher in the first spot, Anthony 2, Mike 3, Matt 4, I, Rick Morris, M 5. And before we get started here, of course, we have the standard plug at the top of the show, which these days more often than not has been for good friends at Sportsology. But I understand you guys want to get some other plugs going here as well for your good friends at Akron Say No to Dope Incorporated, Anthony.
These guys are, it's a great organization. It started off as a Facebook page. They have saved thousands of lives of people on heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil. They've saved them. And 1-855-246-LIVE. If you know anybody that is in need of addiction help, that's 1-855-246-LIVE.
Alternatively, the number is also 1-855-246-LIVE, as luck would have it. So
oh,
it could go either way. Yes.
Okay.
they are such good people. I mean, even if you don't have an addiction and you need help, they can help. They're good people. I went in to talk to somebody, and they're just there to listen.
Well, it's a very great service, as you guys have described. And if you want to find them on Facebook, it's facebook.com/NoMoreDope1, the number one. So if you want to go check that out, facebook.com/NoMoreDope1. So we have our picks here ready to go. You guys have your draft boards. We have the FDH Lounge draft board. Fletcher and Mike both submitted picks to me. So as we're going along here, we know who everybody wants in whatever order. Fletcher in the first spot here taking Germany, which, again, looking at his board, my board, my brother Mike's board. I imagine on you guys'
it's
board as well.
Always
chalk,
a good
right?
pick. You can't go wrong with Germany.
Yeah.
Just can't.
That's a strong pick. Yeah. That's one that's going to be strong. But they can lose. Anybody can lose.
Absolutely. But a great foundation pick for my nephew Fletcher Morris with the first pick here. Anthony, you are up in the second spot there. You got them out of the way. Several other perennial powers. Who you want?
You know, I like Argentina. I mean, it's Messi's final tournament.
Okay.
He's going to retire. He's going to be done after this. You got to like his chances. I mean, it's like everybody says with LeBron in basketball, you can't put it past when you got LeBron. You just can't put it past when you got the best player in the world.
That's a strong pick right there. That's one that a lot of people would expect you to go with. The third pick overall, a little bit of a curveball, as my brother Mike getting the second pick on his board. It's only the seventh pick on the FDH Lounge board, and my nephew Fletcher actually had him fourth on his board, this country as well, Belgium. So I'm a little bit surprised. You guys, of course,
not so much.
They're ranked third.
You guys are bigger followers of the glorious sport than I am, so what do you guys think?
They're ranked third in the world. I mean, just because they're a small country doesn't mean they're not mighty. I mean, you put together a good team, you get a good coach behind them.
Okay.
They have a strong offense, and they have one of the best defenders in the world.
Okay.
And
it's a good combination.
It stops. When you get the best defender in the world to stop the goals,
yeah.
Well, then you don't have to have that much of an offense to score a goal.
Understandable.
But they do.
Understandable. So, as we're getting to this here, Matt, who would you like with the fourth pick overall?
I was going Spain.
Okay. What do you like about them particularly?
You know what? Honestly, I just think that they're going to step up. I just don't know. I just thought
they're a traditional power, yeah.
They're a traditional power. They're going to make it, and I think they'll be all right.
You know, the top league in the world, club-wise, is La Liga,
mm-hmm.
and that's in Spain.
Right.
Yep.
And so you got all these perennial players from, you know, everybody says it's the Premier League. It's not. It's La Liga. So you got all these players from Spain that play in La Liga that are just, they're top notch.
Now, my understanding, this is what FDH Director of Research Nate Noy had said to me years ago. He had said, in his estimation, and this was years ago, that Premier League, La Liga, and then Bundesliga. He basically right. sort of lumped them all together. Do you feel they're at least all on one tier?
They're all on the same tier, but I feel La Liga has a little bit more of a stretch because I think you get better players playing in
La Liga is the premier.
I mean, you got to look at the top two players in the world are Messi and Ronaldo, and they mm-hmm. both play in La Liga.
Okay. Well, that's a very good point.
Now, some of them are also coming to MLS, and that's cool to me.
MLS is slowly starting to build because you're going to see Wayne Rooney coming in. Mm-hmm. You're going to see all the bigger players. As they get older, realize that the MLS isn't as tough as some of these other leagues.
Right.
So we're getting the older players, but we're getting the strong ones.
All right. Well, you got that's traditional power leagues. You're talking about them veering away from. That's a nice segue to I'm getting me some nice traditional powers here. End of the first round, beginning of the second round. Brazil and France. Thank you very much.
Damn.
Neither country is one that I've generally rooted for on a personal level, but I just want to win this thing. So
soccer power wise, you gotta love that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Neymar,
you get Neymar.
That's right. That's right. End of the first round here. Pretty good. Again, you know, Germany with my heritage. That's a country that I've traditionally rooted for, but can't do that this time at the expense of you know, my nephew Fletcher potentially winning this instead of me. So Brazil and France. I will appreciate that very much. That brings us around to you, Matt. Second pick, second round.
I was going Portugal.
Ooh, okay.
I just figured, you know what? They got Ronaldo.
Okay.
And he's going to step up and do what he needs to do. I know I'm saying step up a lot, but I'm going
to
lack
Matt
of time.
Wants to step up.
Well, you know, at least you won't have to spin the globe too far to keep tabs
right.
on your first two teams.
Right.
Does Monaco have a team? Is there anybody else you can stick with in there?
Hey, I'm getting close. I got.
You're staying in that same neighborhood, apparently.
Right.
My brother Mike, with the third pick in the second round, is going for England. A little more of a traditional power
right.
than he got in the first round, albeit a team that just has trouble, you know, closing the door here, essentially.
England has always been a powerhouse.
Yeah.
They are slowing down a little bit. They lost Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on the team anymore. But they're still stepping up. They're still strong.
Right.
I think he'll be all right with that pick.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think that'll be pretty good. Anthony, you got the fourth pick, second round. Who
you know,
do you like?
Growing up as a kid, I've always been a forward. I've always been a striker.
Okay.
One of my favorite forwards, favorite goal scorers growing up is Luis Suarez. I got to go with Uruguay.
Okay.
You know, you got a guy who can score from anywhere on the field, inside the box, outside the box, down in the corner.
Okay.
Hey. You know, goals come when you have Luis Suarez.
Hey,
that's right.
Mr. Striker, it wasn't a hat trick.
Yes, it was.
All right. Well,
side joke.
Once again, Anthony can stare at the same expanse on the globe to be able to keep track of his two teams here. And
continent.
Yeah, for my nephew Fletcher, kind of the same thing here, because with his next two picks, end of the second round, beginning of the third round, Denmark and Switzerland. So staying in that same geographic neighborhood with Germany here.
Seems everybody's staying in the same demographic.
Yeah, I don't kind of get that, but that's the way it played out. For him, being able to get those countries there. So that brings us to third pick, second round,
well,
Anthony.
If you got to look, if you look at how it goes, I'm really not going awfully far.
Okay.
When I go Mexico.
All right.
Eltree, you know, they get it together, they can really play.
All right. Well, you are staying in the no habla English bracket,
right.
So there's that.
So Mexico is one of those teams that that, you know, when they get it together, they get it together.
Yeah.
And there's not necessarily...
Chicharito!
Chicharito is on that team, but there's not necessarily a star on that team.
Okay.
It's just a team that plays well together.
Okay.
They do.
It, didn't they name a meal a Taco Bell after that guy?
Chicken burrito!
Yeah. So, the next one up here, really kind of interesting, because my brother Mike, his draft board is one, and again... You know, I am the one, obviously, out of the five of us, although I am the one fantasy guy in this. I'm the guy with the least amount of soccer background by far. There's you two guys who love watching football, and then
yes, my the brother, real football.
My brother and my nephew, the only fantasy league they play in, they're both in an English Premier League thing here. And my brother's, not my brother's, my nephew's favorite team is Chelsea. So they watch a lot of that. They're both. So, again, I trust... If anybody's going to go off the board, if they know what they're doing. My brother goes with Egypt for his third-round pick. They were ninth on his board on the FDH draft board. They're 20th. Thoughts on Egypt?
I don't know deep enough to know too much about that one.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I don't either. I think it could be a strong pick.
With the way you talk about them watching world soccer,
mm-hmm.
you know, got to be right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you see a team, when you know a team.
Yeah.
You know, I give a props for that one. You know, if that team turns out to be good. I mean, if you look at the groups,
yeah,
you know, they're it's not all that tough of a group. You got Uruguay, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Egypt. You know, somebody's got to come out of that group.
That's what he must be looking at, surely. So you go after that pick there, fourth pick, third round to you, Matthew.
Fourth pick?
Yeah. You're going to go Costa Rica? Yes, you're pointing at
Costa
the board?
Costa Rica.
Okay, all right. Costa Rica
Costa
is the
Rica.
Pick. All
you
right.
know what? The only reason I got to play that one is because I'm an Akron U fan.
Okay.
And there was a player that...
Ronaldo Brenes, our friend from Costa Rica.
The other Ronaldo.
Yes. And
he's not actually on the team.
No, okay. He's not.
Okay.
He's good enough to be, but not on the team.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the only reason I picked it.
And that affects the thing how he's good enough to be on the team, but he's okay. Well, whatever. I won't dig any deeper than that.
In my opinion, he's good enough to be on the team. He just wasn't picked to be on the team. I don't even know
but
if he's
not
actually playing.
On the team, and that's your basis for the pick. Okay. That makes perfect sense to me.
Like I said, there's really no logic other than
okay.
when Anthony was coaching soccer,
yeah.
we had him come over and he signed autographs for everybody.
Okay.
He was on an Akron U winning championship team.
Okay.
And he helped us out with practice, and he was a good guy. And
okay.
So I have no other premise other than that.
Possibly representative of the entire Costa Rican team being good guys. Okay. We'll just kinda,
that's the way it rolls.
All right. Well, we'll pick up and move on from there. End of the third round, beginning of the fourth round. I'm taking Colombia and Mother Russia here with the picks. And Russia in a little bit of a softer bracket. That Russia-Egypt game with little brother is going to be huge, actually.
Did Putin make you make that pick?
Yeah. I turned over my fourth round pick. I turned it over to a Russian bot. The Russian bot thought that it was time for me. Yeah, I ended up subcontracting that pick, Matt, as I just caused Matt to lose all composure whatsoever.
It's all good.
The single greatest moment in the FDH lounge since Jake the Snake Roberts said that Ronnie Garvin would telegraph his comebacks by when his nipples would get hard.
Have fun on this show, I gotta tell you.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
That is always the case. So, Colombia and Russia are my picks. That brings us to your fourth round pick, Matt.
I was going Japan.
Okay. All right.
Japan usually surprises people.
Yeah.
They might be short. I'm sorry if
I'm... okay.
Sorry if I'm...
Weep, weep! Racism alert. Weep, weep!
But they come with power. They know what they're doing. They're strong soccer players. They surprise people.
Okay.
And I think they're going to come back and stay in this tournament and be all right.
Well, you made it through that take without use of the word Orientals, so we can be grateful for that.
Oh, should I?
It's all right, Ben Chu. We're good.
Love you, man.
Little inside joke there. Fourth round pick for my brother Mike. Again, going off the board a little bit. This is, as I'm looking at it here, this was not even on the top 25 for the FDH Lounge board whatsoever. 12th on his board, Iceland.
You know, I got to give him props for that.
Okay.
Because I was absolutely, totally looking at Iceland.
Okay.
And if he wouldn't have taken him there, I would have taken him next.
Okay.
So Iceland is a team that, you know, they played in the Confederations Cup.
Okay.
And nobody knows how or why, but for some reason, they were winning games.
Yeah.
They got out of their group. They were playing tough. They were playing well. I expect big things from them in the World Cup this year.
Yeah, they made it through strong. Actually, as I'm looking at it on further reflection, 22nd on the FDH Lounge board, but still, he had a much higher. My nephew Fletcher had him 18th on his, so had you not taken him, Fletcher quite possibly would have coming back around, but you are now up for your fourth round pick,
Anthony. I'm going to go with Poland.
Okay.
Poland is always tough.
Yes.
Great? No. But, you know, at this point in the draft, you're not going to get great.
Right.
You're looking at the fact that they are grouped with Colombia, Japan, Senegal.
Yeah.
Japan's going to beat them.
I mean, that's not that rough of a group. So, you know, we get points for them getting out of the group.
That's right.
They're going to get out of the group, I believe.
That's right. Points for getting out of the group based on our system here. And then you get some for getting out of the group, more for making it to the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and the finals. We have this all up on the FantasyDraftHelp.com website, along with this particular game here. For Fletcher, my nephew, with his last picks here, he is taking Croatia and the aforementioned Senegal with his final picks. So, again, the pickings are a little bit slimmer as you get further along here. Croatia, at least moderately decent value on the FDH Lounge draft board, 15th on there. So.
I agree with
Croatia's a pretty tough team.
Yeah,
so he did pretty good getting them there. Conversely, my brother Mike, who is kind of the contrarian in this whole thing, only had him 21st on his board, so he wouldn't have taken them if they were there. But we come around now. It's the last round, last picks for all of us. Your turn, Anthony.
I'm going to go with Panama.
Okay.
Just kind of want to stay in the same general region. You know, I know I jumped off with Poland. so I just kind of want to stay in the same general area.
Aside from Poland, you pretty much did that, yes.
I just think he's a Van Halen fan.
Yeah, that's old school VH. That's not Hagar era. That's not Van Hagar. But my brother Mike goes with South Korea for his final pick, which, again, off the board for FDH, not in the top 25 overall. He had South Korea 13th on his, so a strong set of contrarian plays for him going through here. Last round pick for you, Matt.
Well, I was thinking, and I was going to go Sweden because, like I said, I picked the one team just because.
Sure.
But Sweden's got a lot of beautiful women. But
okay.
No, I'm going Australia.
Okay.
I figure the Aussies are going to step up again and be a strong team.
Okay.
And I think they're going to do it.
Okay. All right. We'll throw some shrimp on the Barbie for you there, yeah, Matthew.
No,
with your
pick. Shrimp. I don't like seafood.
Well, you're missing out on that because shrimp on the Barbie is very scrumptious, definitely. But the last pick of the draft here, the Mr. Irrelevant country of this draft, as it were, that will be Serbia going to Moi with that pick there. So if we're looking,
Moi?
That would be me.
I didn't even know why I was in this draft.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you said before you were learning Portuguese, not French. So there you go. So. And we're looking at commonalities. Russia, my fourth-round pick, and Serbia, the fifth-round pick, historically military allies, so they have that in common anyways, you know, if we're looking for that. But the countries for all of us collectively here, my team, Brazil, France, Colombia, Russia, Serbia, Matt's team, Spain, Portugal, Costa Rica, Japan, Australia. That's the nicest tourism team, probably, of the bunch, anyways. You know, we got to give it on that case.
I want to see all of them.
Yeah. That's you got me beat in there with Russia and Serbia, I hate to say. But also Colombia. You don't want to get shot. So, yeah, your list is stacking up the best there.
Vacation time.
Yes. My brother Mike's teams, Belgium, England, Egypt, Iceland, and South Korea. Anthony's picks, Argentina, Uruguay, Mexico, Poland, Panama. My nephew Fletcher Morris, Germany, Denmark, Switzerland, Croatia, and Senegal. So
this is going to be a tough tournament.
It's going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I know there's going to be some trash talk back and forth. Any thoughts on how these teams shook out?
There's some good there. I actually like your brother's team. I actually really like Mike's team. I think that team really shaped up good. I think he's going to give us all a run for our money.
Okay.
Well, I got my bet on me.
Okay.
I have to.
All right.
I think with the roundup, it's any given Sunday.
Yeah.
It's
they,
the same,
they play all
you know?
Through the week, though,
right.
But I know
I
what
know,
you're saying.
I know. It's yeah. the same.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday, anybody can win.
Okay.
And some of the teams that I pick, yeah, I think that they're going to be the team when they need to be and step out of the group that they're in and then step to the next one and keep going.
Okay. Well, obviously, this is going to be a lot of fun for us to watch. This will be very competitive. We will be, of course, texting furiously as our teams are going up against one another, talking a lot of trash. You can expect
smack
all of that.
Talk happening.
Yes, as we go along. But I want to thank you guys for being here and being a part of our mock draft for this.
Absolutely. Always
no
a good
problem.
Time joining you.
All
love,
right.
Love hanging out with Ricky.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you, everybody, for checking out FDH Lounge mini episode number 994.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.